Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Good morning. Chad Hershberger with you this morning on WKOK Sunrise, filling in for Mark Lawrence on this Thursday morning. Glad to be with you. Rob Centers across the glass, our fabulous producer here at WKOK Sunrise. Matt Catrillo in the newsroom, helping to crank out the news this morning. And we have two guests in the studio, and we're going to talk about something exciting coming up this weekend. Todd Newcomb is here. He's the Associate Director of Athletics at Bucknell University. And Jess is here with us. I knew I was going to butcher your last name, so I just skipped it. Tell everybody your last name.
Jess O'Shaughnessy.
There we go. You know what? Let us get a microphone on for you. Try that again.
Jess O'Shaughnessy.
There we go. She is here. She is the marketing coordinator for Learfield IMG College, and they have First Responder and Hero Appreciation Night and the Youth Sports Night coming up this weekend at Bucknell. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us. It's
Thank
great
you.
To be on.
Tell us why you're doing this.
Well, you know, it's something we started maybe 3 years ago, and to us it's really important to give back something to those that give so much to the community. The first responders that do what they do for all of us to keep us safe, and also those that have served in our military or are actively serving right now in the military. So it's an opportunity for us to say thank you. It's the first home game of the year. It's the only night game we have. We have invested a lot into the planning for the game, and it's a really quality opponent in Villanova coming in. So they're a very good football team. And, you know, it's the debut for our brand-new coaching staff under the direction of Dave Cicchini. You know, he's inheriting a team that struggled a little bit last year, and it'll probably be a bit of a rebuilding year for Bucknell, but everybody's excited about the direction the team is going and what they're doing.
And let's go to the end first. There's going to be fireworks.
There will be fireworks, courtesy of Silvertip Incorporated and Wise Markets. So that's always a really big, fun way to end the game. So we're excited for that, definitely.
So there is free admission and some special promotions for military veterans, active duty servicemen and women, Gold Star families, and first responders. If I am in any of those categories, mm-hmm. how do I take advantage of this
So game? If you're in any of those categories, you simply show up to the game, go to the ticket window, let the folks in the ticket window know that you are one of those individuals, and you get free admission to the game. Families get a discounted price to the game. On the youth sports end, all the youth football players and cheerleaders in the area, as well as I believe the Lewisburg Gators are coming, so that swimming program, any of those youth programs, the youth that participate in them get in for free, and family members get in for a discounted rate of $5. If you don't want to do it at the game and want to get ahead of time and out in front of it, you can go online to the campus box office at Bucknell, purchase your tickets online so you don't have to wait in any lines, or you can call 570-577-1000 to do it over the phone.
So there's going to be lots of youth sports stuff going on, not only the kids that participate in youth sports, but you're having some activities going on there. Tell us a little bit about that, Jess.
Yeah, so this year we're rolling out the Geisinger Kids Zone, which we're really excited about. There will be inflatables. For this game, there'll be a sticker giveaway out there. So yeah, it'll just be fun for the kids to head down there and just have some fun during the game.
And the youth football and cheerleading teams, they're going to have an on-field experience, too. What's going on with that?
Yeah, so what we do with the youth football and cheerleading kids, so we bring them out right onto the field during pregame. So they're right up close on the sidelines watching the college teams out on the field during their warm-ups, which is exciting when you get out there and you're maybe 4 feet tall and the guys out there are 280, 300 pounds, but you have to make sure you're paying attention. But it's an experience for them to see what that's all about. And then at halftime, we do a competition with those kids on the field so they can actually be on the field in front of the crowd and get some fun out of that. And it's always fun to watch them participate in that relay that we do with them at halftime.
How many people do you expect to do this? You've done this before, so how many do you expect to be there Saturday?
Well, it all depends on if you guys can hold the weather out for us. You know,
so far, it looks okay. A possibility of some showers, but you know how that changes day to day.
So I don't know if we mentioned the time of the game. It's a 6 p.m. kickoff, but a lot of the activity starts at 3 p.m. One of the things we didn't really talk about yet was a touch-a-truck event that we have in conjunction with the first responder night. So there'll be fire engines or police vehicles, different vehicles out on the practice field where families can go out there, kids can go up and look at them and you know, experience all that. That starts around 3 o'clock. And we're hoping, you know, if the weather holds, we could wind up with 5,000-6,000 people there for the home opening game.
I would imagine that it is no accident that you are honoring first responders on the week of 9/11. Tell us the importance of sort of giving back to folks who do that for us in service to their communities.
You're absolutely right. Obviously, that day was yesterday, and we all remembered it on that particular day. But we try and do this event as close to 9/11 as we can each year. It affected every one of us in some way, and just to think about those families that lost people, almost 3,000 people lost on that day, and to honor those that tried to mend the country during that time and put things back together as first responders and those that went into the towers that day. And then just to not take for, we don't want to forget about these people at all. The firefighters and the EMTs and the doctors and the local folks in the area that are there for us each and every day.
And the team's also going to have decals on their helmets to recognize them as well, correct?
That's correct. We have a 9/11 decal that'll be on the back of the helmet. We're putting those on tonight after the practice. And Kevin Bintenbender, who's a member of the service, who's been a very good partner for us, will be there to talk to the team after practice tonight and relay some of the stories of his service to our country. So I think our athletes get a lot out of this, and it's somewhat sombering, but it's important that we, you know, also bring it to the forefront.
I'm going to ask this question to both of you. We'll start with Jess. What excites you most about what's coming up this weekend?
You know, for me, this is going to be my first Bucknell football game, and I know we put a lot of work into this. We have some really cool things going on, so I'm just excited to see how it plays out. We also have a giveaway for the first 1,000 fans. It's really awesome. It's a stainless steel water bottle, thanks to Geisinger, and you should get one because they are unreal.
And Todd?
That's a trick question for me. I'll be excited when it's all over because there's been a lot of planning and work that's gone into it.
And if the weather holds.
Right, and the weather needs to hold because we are due for some positive weather at one of our home games. It was a rough season last year with the weather, but you can't really control that. So we're just looking forward to putting on a good show for people, letting them have some fun, and coming out and enjoying an evening, and then ending it all with a bang, so to speak, with the fireworks, which are really up close and personal because they shoot them off right over the press box, right from the other side of Route 15. So when you're sitting in the stands at the stadium, they literally are bursting right over your head. So it'll be a great way to end, hopefully, a really successful night.
This is another good example, I think, of how Bucknell likes to be part of the community, not just be an entity over here, away from our community. Tell us the importance of Bucknell doing things like this.
Yeah, you know, it's vitally important, really, to our programs because the community is so supportive of our student athletes and of the university. And it's, you know, it's not uncommon to see so many community members at our contests, whether it's football or any other sport, basketball, obviously. But it's important for our student athletes to give something back to them after all that they do for us. So whether it's community service or putting on an event like this, all 27 of our programs are involved in the community in some way, and I think that's really important to what they do each year.
Any final thoughts, things that we didn't cover yet that you want people to know about this important event coming up on Saturday?
No, I would just say if you don't have any plans for Saturday evening and you're looking for fun family entertainment, something to do that night, and you're local, come right out. Tickets are reasonable. And if you're one of the members we talked about, you get in for free and your family gets in for $5. So you really can't beat that. So we hope you'll join us at Christy Mathewson on Saturday.
And 3 o'clock is when the kids' activities get started, so you can make an afternoon and evening of it. Jess, final thoughts from you?
I'm just excited, and go Bison.
Ray Bucknell, as they say, right?
Yeah.
You got it.
All right. We thank Todd and Jess for being here. Todd Newcomb is the Associate Director of Athletics at Bucknell. Jess is the Marketing Coordinator for Learfield IMG College, which helps with sports stuff at Bucknell. And we thank you for being here to tell us about the First Responder, the Responder and Hero Appreciation Night and the Youth Sports Night coming up this weekend at the Bucknell home football game. You said it was the home opener for Bucknell, so you should get out and support the local college teams. I was going to ask you one final question, and my brain this early in the morning, it just went out, so we aren't going to do that. So thank you very much for being with us. Oh, I know what it was. Tell us again, if you want to get advance tickets, where you go.
Right. So to get tickets in advance and not have to wait in the lines on game day, you can contact the campus box office at Bucknell. The number is 570-577-1000, or you can go online to our website, bucknellbison.com, and just click on ticketing, and it'll give you the information to contact them.
All right. Again, that's coming up this Saturday.